Representative Burkhardt. Representative Larson. Representative Schwartz. Representative Summers. Representative Walters. Representative Wilson. Senator Dockstader. Senator Driscoll. Senator Hastert. Senator Landon. Co-Chairman Nicholas. Chairman Burns.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, good. The first draft in front of us is Livestock Inspections and Investigators, LSO 0586. And this relates back to the our budget bill.
Mr. Chairman, it does. This one does not require a vote. You voted on this on Friday, but you also directed staff to do a complete rewrite. So I just am bringing it for your information purposes. You also agreed that this would be a Senate file, so this will be numbered. The bill has three items. Section 1, at the bottom of page 1, lines 11 through 13, as well as page 2, lines 1 through 5, merely provides authorization to the Division of Criminal Investigation within the Attorney General's office to appoint agents to investigate things such as livestock investigations. It does not remove this power from the Livestock Board. It merely adds the power to DCI. Lines 6 through 21 on page 2, as well as lines 1 and 2 on page 3, simply increase the maximum amount fees can be increased from 20% to 25% for purposes of brand inspection. And then, Mr. Chairman, on page 3, section 2 of the bill, lines 4 through 7, moves the property associated with one investigator, so their equipment and whatnot, from the Livestock Board to DCI within the Office of the Attorney General. And then finally, the effective date is October 1st, as recommended by the committee. If there's no questions, no action needs to be taken on this, but we just went through a full rewrite, so we wanted to at least bring it to your attention.
So with the full rewrite, why wouldn't we want to have another vote on it?
Well, you did have.
This may not have been what somebody else had.
Sure. If you wish to, that is perfectly fine.
Actually, I'd feel more comfortable doing that. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. So if we do, in fact, move this bill, can an amendment be offered?
I don't see why not.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Do you have an amendment? It hasn't been moved yet.
No, it hasn't been. But I do, Mr. Chairman, for your contemplation, after visiting with the industry, at least the sector I've been visiting with, they would suggest if we removed on page 3 lines, and I'm going to ask Don if this is what – if my intent would be to leave the one investigator with the Livestock Board and not move it to DCI. So if we removed section 2 of the bill – I would assume that would effectively do that. Would that be true, Don?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Summers, no. This is only the property, so it's his personal equipment, his firearm, computer, desk, that sort of thing. The position itself is included in the budget bill.
Okay, fair enough, and I do not have an amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don, I just wanted to clarify that same line about the property. In the use of that word, are we encompassing the appropriation for supplies and papers and things, which I suppose they might have, or might I want to amend that to include that?
Don?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wilson, it does not include any appropriations, so future equipment purchases, supply purchases, is all handled in the budget. This is just the existing property of that associated with that single position.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion on the bill.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any amendments? Any discussion? Seeing none. Don, please call the roll.
Representative Burkhardt.
Aye.
Representative Larson.
Aye.
Representative Schwartz.
Aye.
Representative Summers.
Aye.
Representative Walters.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Senator Dockstader.
Aye.
Senator Driscoll.
Aye.
Senator Hastert excused. Senator Landon.
Aye.
Co-Chairman Nicholas.
Aye.
Chairman Burns.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, LSO 17 17 LSO 0586 has been adopted by the committee. It will be filed as a Senate file.
Okay. Next draft up before us is Senate file 0279, Community College Capital Construction. Don, you want to give us a quick explanation?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is the first time you've seen this draft. It is a limited bill regarding capital construction applying only to community colleges. There are really two items going on in the bill. The first of which is a addition of three new projects, and then the second of which amends some of the provision associated with three old projects. Walking through the bill, beginning on the top of page 1, lines 1 through 8 are merely definitions, the standard definition of appropriation, and then PR, which is our historic use of private funding sources. What that really means is any college revenue or local government revenue. Section 2 is standard language authorizing a maximum amount of funding for new projects. The three projects that you have adopted last week, at least in concept, was the LCCC physical education building, the Eastern Wyoming Community College Agriculture Tech Ed building, and the LCCC fine arts building for level 2 design purposes only. All three of these projects are using their own local resources. No general funds are involved. With recent discussions with the State Construction Department, they have requested an amendment to this bill on line 2 and 3 on page 3 to strike the Department of Administration and Information and insert the State Construction Department. Section 3 revises the appropriations for three projects, community college projects that were approved in the 2016 budget session. Chapter 97, Section 3. Those projects include the Central Wyoming College Ag and Animal Science Center, the Northern Wyoming Community College District Tech Ed Center, and the LCCC Luden Library. The LCCC Luden Library is actually funded with SIPA funds. The first two projects, CWC and Northern Wyoming Community College, are funded with AML funds that are then expended by the Department of Correction or Department of Transportation and free up general funds. That's why they have two separate footnotes. Footnote number one applies to the Riverton and Sheridan projects, and the intent there is to provide additional funding in local revenue and allow those projects to proceed to bid without waiting for the state funds. And in the event or when the state funds become available, then they would restore any of those other funds that were expended by the two colleges. In the Luden Library, this would allow the project to proceed without waiting for the SIPA funds. So, for example, it could go to bid this spring. Then, to the extent SIPA funds are generated this summer, then those SIPA funds would replace any of the local resources expended. That is essentially the bill. Page 5 makes it effective immediate, so these projects can proceed in the most expeditious fashion possible.
Questions? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion on the bill. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any amendments? Representative Schwartz. Is there a second? Repeat your motion, please.
My apologies, Mr. Chairman. On page 3, lines 2 and 3, delete the words Department of Administration and Information and insert in their place State Construction Department.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The amendment passes. Any other amendments or discussion?
Question.
Question being called. Don, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman, the vote is on 17 LSO 0279, formal draft 1.1. Representative Burkhardt.
Aye.
Representative Larson.
Aye.
Representative Schwartz.
Aye.
Representative Summers.
Aye.
Representative Walters.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Senator Dockstetter.
Aye.
Senator Driscoll.
Aye.
Senator Hastert.
Excused.
Senator Landon.
Aye.
Co-Chairman Nicholas.
Aye.
Chairman Burns.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, you have sufficient votes. Would this be a House bill or a Senate file?
You want a House?
Sure.
Okay, House bill.
Mr. Chairman, that concludes the issues that I'm aware of.
Well, thank you. And Mr. Co-Chair, anything else to come before the Joint Appropriations Committee?
No, is there anything we need to plan for tomorrow or the next day or anything coming up?
Mr. Chairman, I would say we are roughly a third of the way through, maybe half, pushing halfway through the budget bill. It will take us a little bit of time to go through our internal review process when we complete. My goal would be to at least give you a copy to review over the weekend and come back on Monday for a final vote on that. To the extent we can finish that earlier, Thursday or Friday, and schedule something, we will notify you in the coming days if you wanted to schedule a meeting before then.
A copy for who? For the committee?
A copy for the committee to consider. You know, there are approximately 20 footnotes, for example. Most of them are pretty straightforward. There's only one that's very complicated, which was your final motion. Nonetheless, I think members might like at least the weekend to digest the changes.
Is that the will that have the cheat notes with it?
It's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then, Don, explain for us the process. Once we review it, it comes on Monday.
Yeah.
We have a final round robin. Just walk us through the process and the timing of
that. Mr. Chairman, you are correct that last year you did have an additional round robin. Historically, in the prior years, it was the meeting on Monday or Friday was for technical and grammatical changes only, not a new round robin. If you do make substantive changes, depending on how complex they are, it will just potentially delay when that bill can be posted for the public. Ideally, we would like to post it sometime around next Wednesday, which would allow the press or media, the lobbyists, your constituent citizens, to have Wednesday through Sunday to digest the changes that this Appropriations Committee has made by viewing the final product on the website. And the following Monday, it would begin floor explanations in Committee of the Whole. To the extent you make additional motions, some of them are easy and can be addressed quite quickly. If, however, you want to hypothetically go into every budget and add or subtract a half a percent, that's a fair bit more time-consuming to prepare.
Yeah, Don, I've got...
Your mic, please.
I've got about three or four, but they're minor ones. I don't think they'll take a lot of redrafting and may have one or two more before Friday, so...
So, Mr. Co-Chair, you're saying you want to go back into another round robin?
Yeah.
All right. So when would we do that, Monday or Friday?
No later than Monday.
Okay.
And if we can move quicker, it's possible that Friday is an option.
Okay. Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we are finished with budget process, I wondered if there was a document or an ability for us to refresh our memory with regard to the SIPA funds and what we have identified in previous sessions that come out of those SIPA funds. Maybe I didn't ask that question very well, but I'm just trying to get an idea of what commitments we've made. That we just dealt with a bill, for example, that I was reminded that we had set up a couple of funds in the community college system that that are coming out of SIPA funds, and maybe I'm the only one not up to speed with exactly what's coming out of there.
Don, how about a quick tutorial on the whole background of the SIPA funds, where they come and where they go?
Mr. Chairman, the SIPA account was actually created 5 years ago. I think it was one of the final motions of then Chairman Rosie Berger. And she created that account. It actually has the same name as an account that was created by the North Dakota legislature during the Bakken development. The by statute, this account is intended for one-time projects. Capital construction is the most notable type of one-time project, but not the only. There have been, I believe, some limited other activities that have been one-time. Then in the most 2 years ago, the spending policy was revised to incorporate a steady stream of funding for the SIPA account. And that steady stream is equal to 1.25% after the first 2.5% of the investment earnings from the Permanent Wyoming Mineral Trust Fund. So you fill up 2.5% into the general fund first, and then that second 2.5% is split equally between SIPA and the LSRA. The idea was in years where there are moderate to strong capital gains, half of those gains would be used for one-time projects, i.e. the SIPA, and half of those would go into intermediate savings, the Legislative Stabilization Reserve account. Annually, that amounts, if they're fully filled, to approximately $83 to $85 million. So your predecessors in the 2016 budget session appropriated both the 2017 SIPA money and the 2018 SIPA money, conditional on the generation of those capital gains. And then they prioritize those projects in order, because you may not get all of the SIPA filled, the full $83 million. You may only get 40 or 60. And that's why the prioritization was included there. The five projects include payments for the capital, payments for the state CASPER facility, payments for the health facilities in Evanston and Lander, payments for the science initiative, as well as a very small appropriation for the Luden Library at LCCC and Gillette or Campbell County coal road program, at least in the first year of 2017 SIPA. So you've basically aligned the potential revenue with those large projects and allocated them pretty much evenly. So, for example, the capital would receive $20 million in the first year to the extent there are capital gains, and $20 million in the second year. That still leaves the capital unfunded to the tune of $56 million, although when I say unfunded, there is a backstop that has been set aside. All of those projects, with the exception of the Luden Library, are backstopped by the LSRA as well. So to the extent funds are not generated, meaning capital gains are not realized in 17 or 18, the LSRA will backstop those projects and allow, for instance, the health facilities appropriation to proceed. The three major projects all require additional legislative authorization, even if the funds are developed. So the science initiative cannot proceed without additional authorization by the legislature. The state building in CASPER cannot proceed without additional authorization from the legislature, and the health facilities cannot proceed without additional authorization by the legislature. The second side of this argument or this framework provides up to $83 to $85 million per year back into the Legislative Stabilization Reserve account. And right now, those funds have not been designated, and under current law, they would flow to that account to bolster that that balance.
And so, Don, there is the finalizing. What's the process for authorizing the release of the SIPA funds? Will we do this session or next session?
Bills can be brought I believe that LSO Legal have looked at this and indicated that they could authorize those because it's an authorization of a expenditure in the budget bill. But there needs to be some affirmative action by the legislature on those three pieces. And let me just mention one caveat, and that is with respect to the Casper facility, the legislature provided authorization to purchase the land, and in fact that went through, but not authorization to build on that land.
Representative Schwartz.
Just clarification, when you said funding going back into the LSRA, that's the 1.25%, correct?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
I got a couple of questions from your narrative. So this coal road up in Campbell County is backstopped by our LSRA and can go ahead without any further authorization?
Mr. Chairman, no. Only those three main projects.
Oh, I was reverse to what you're saying. Okay, help me out. First of all, what SIPA is an acronym for what?
Strategic Investments and Projects Account.
Okay, and then there's a SIPA 1 and a SIPA 2.
Mr. Chairman, some of your colleagues call SIPA funds that would be deposited in fiscal year 17, meaning June of this year, SIPA 1, and SIPA 2, so it reflects the first year of the biennium is SIPA 1, and the second year of the biennium is SIPA 2.
So there's no official SIPA 1?
There is no okay. official SIPA 1, SIPA 2.
Senator Landon.
Just for clarification, Don, thanks for running through that again for us. We couldn't really provide that authorization prior to the receipt of those additional capital gains or interest payments off of the permanent mineral trust fund. We couldn't do anything this session to approve these projects, for example, or are we able through some sort of legislation to do that and, for example, pay off the capital? And if so, how would you go about doing that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Landon, yes, you can provide authorization, but let me back up and restate. The authorization is required on three projects: Casper, the health facilities, Lander, Evanston, and the UW Science Initiative. Those three. The capital already has authorization to proceed, but those three could have a bill run, for example, this session, and request and receive authorization to proceed with contracting. And to the extent funds are not fully available to proceed to bid, that's when the LSRA backstop comes in on those three projects, again, Casper, the health facilities, and the science initiative. So to the extent the committee or your colleagues wish to authorize one or more of those projects, they could do so this year.
So, like for the health facilities, we've got a bill coming up to authorize that and to fund it in order to, with a sufficient amount. With something like Casper or the UW Science, there's not enough funds to really go out to bid other than go to level three design. So what we would really need to authorize is to go into the next step if we don't, because the fund's still growing, essentially. Is that a fair statement?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that is a fair statement. I would just add that even if funds are not available, in Casper's case, it's not a huge project. It's maybe $38 million of construction and $7 million on the land. So it still needs, let's say, $25 million or so. The LSRA could be used as a bridge for that.
But there is a policy debate going on among members of both the House and the Senate of whether to pre-authorize before the money's there, or others who say, no, don't authorize until the money arrives.
Mr. Chairman, absolutely. My response should not be advocating to authorize.
Right.
It was merely saying that that is one approach.
Chairman?
Senator Landon.
Don, can you remind us on the science initiative, what kind of – can you put a dollar figure to that for me, please?
Mr. Chairman, roughly $100 million. 51.2, I believe, is appropriated in general funds. They are contingent upon YDOT spending down their AML funds, but they are, I would characterize them as very, very secure. It's just a matter of time for YDOT to complete a sufficient construction. Then the other $48 million is contingent upon capital gains, and it's split about equally in 17 and 18 to the tune of roughly $24.4 million each year. And those are not as certain because they are dependent upon market performance as well as investment decisions of the managers.
So essentially, Mr. Chairman, we're looking at $50 million to finish up the science initiative.
Anyone else? Any other questions, discussion? Thank you, Don. We have our official start for the Senate Appropriations Committee is one. However, one of them is a re-referral, so we don't need notice for that. So why don't we go ahead and do that?